Yay! It's 98.9 Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. Hello, welcome to Tuesday morning. Scott Fasano, Sandy Waters. What's up with you? It's 7-7 is the date. July 7th already. We're going to see a chance of an early sprinkle then. Skies turn partly sunny near 80. What's up? Good morning, 5 o'clock a.m., 5 a.m. listeners, show people.
Well, it's the 5 a.m.ers club.
Yeah.
If you're going to start a club, Scott, you got to remember the name of it. Otherwise, nobody else is going to. Listen, right. This is our special group. You are part of the 5 a.m.er click, okay?
That's right. That's right.
And if you were never in a click in high school, you are right now. This is your moment.
I was never in a click in high school.
Me neither.
I was a loner. Outsider.
And I'll tell it a little bit later on, but I even discovered that my own family doesn't want me part of their clique. So that's just whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
To hear that.
So first call in the morning.
Yeah.
5 a.m. or club. First call in the morning, 818-2899. If you want to be,
if you want to call us, tell us what you're up to or what you're on your way to work for before 6.
Yeah.
People saw a lot of construction vans this morning with ladders on top.
Yeah, that's what you said yesterday too. Yeah. You must always drive by construction vans.
Pickups yesterday, but 3 construction vans with ladders on top today. So yeah.
Oh my gosh! Y'all. I am not going to tell you today because it's just too good. I think it's a good jerk or justify, but I already have one for today. What the workers were caught doing outside of my house?
Oh,
it's going to be a jerk or justify, I think I have to play my neighbor's voicemail. My neighbor left me a voicemail. Uh-huh. Sandy, I just had to leave you a message and call you. I'm pulling out of my driveway and I noticed the workers. And I'm going to tell you tomorrow. Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
What the workers were doing.
All right. Hold on. We'll be right back in the buzz. Keep it right there.
The buzz.
Hop into Tuesday on 98.9 Buzz. It's Fasano and Sandy. Good morning. I'm Scott Fasano. There's Sandy Waters with you. What are you doing? It's 66 to start out. A little cooler than yesterday morning, but we'll be up to close to 80 degrees later on as partly sunny skies grace our presence on another day around the sun.
Well, it would have been so cool if the U.S. won its game yesterday.
I know.
Last night in the World Cup, U.S. lost to Belgium. But it was, leading up to it, without a doubt, everybody has to agree. The energy, the vibe, the USA chants in the streets was so incredibly awesome to watch. I loved it. I had it on all day yesterday. Well, it's always on because my family loves watching the soccer.
Yeah.
But I really was like, I had so much pride. I was, whatever. I don't know. It would have been awesome.
Yeah, they lost 4-1. It was high scoring. It was, I don't know.
I don't know what.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel bad because, now.
There's no pride in any country.
I don't have any pride in it. I mean, USA, I guess, but, I.
What do you mean, I guess? Yeah. You are American.
I am. But I don't like low scoring games. I guess this one was 4-1, but I don't know. I can't sit. I'm too ADD to watch something be like 1-0 after 3 hours.
Oh,
I can't
but it's
do
so
that.
Fun to watch the fancy footwork. Oh, I love it. I love watching soccer. Well, I say that, but then I really haven't watched a full game, so I'm kind of.
Oh, you've never watched a full game?
Well, I don't know. Just to sit and stop your life to watch the entire duration, 90 minutes plus of a game, I got so many other things I could be doing.
It's funny. We can sit there and watch football for 3 hours and be like,
I can't do that either. Yeah, that's why okay, we're done here.
I will say I was piqued. My interest was piqued, and I got my fill of soccer when I watched Ted Lasso, the TV show.
Oh, yeah. You did like that show.
I love that show.
Yeah, you're right. I thought you would be into this.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, if the U.S. won and Spain won, because Spain did win their game against Portugal yesterday, and that was a big game because Ronaldo and then all the other, Spanish people that are very good.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, his family is from Spain. His mother was born in Madrid, Spain. So if it ended up being the U.S. versus Spain.
Oh.
I was like, well, I'm going to root for the U.S. I have no Spanish in me. I'm just married to a Spaniard.
You had a couple of times.
at least.
Well, maybe once again this past weekend.
And the family's like, don't you dare root for the U.S. if Spain makes it against the U.S. I go, I'm sorry, guys. They're like, well, you're going to watch it outside. It's like, so I guess it saved our family.
What about the rest of your family? That are they not rooting for U.S. or rooting for Italy?
Italy didn't make it, which is a funny joke because they live and breathe soccer. Yeah, so that was like, oops. I'm sure, very humbling to a lot of Italian fans.
Yeah, it sucks.
But okay, so the U.S. lost the World Cup.
World Cup moves on. Spizzano
and Sandy. Maybe you shouldn't go to work today. Maybe you shouldn't talk to anybody today. If you are going to follow what the national holiday is, maybe you should keep quiet today because today is National Tell the Truth Day.
Ah!
So I thought, hey, wait a minute. Tell the Truth Day. We do that every Fridays. Like before we end the show with the honesty box.
That's right.
Whenever listeners come in the studio, they add to the honesty box.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, well, it's Tell the Truth Day. Let's pull from it today.
Sure. Something we ask them, something that they love us for, something they want us to fix, and then something that they need to know and be completely honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you got one?
Yes. The fix is, honestly, anytime Creed comes on the radio. Sorry, Creed. Okay. You got it. No about, Creed. Do you have any Creed scheduled?
Well, what about Nickelback? People complain about Nickelback.
No, they didn't have a problem with Nickelback. They didn't have a problem with Nickelback. They had a problem with Creed. So we listen to our listeners. This is your show. So, Scotty, if Creed is scheduled to come up on the air today, you have to delete it and play something else instead.
Right. I'll play Everybody Dance Now.
Oh, that's Scott's. I like that song. Oh my gosh, Scott would get so angry. Remember when that song was like at its peak and he would play it like all the time?
Oh my God.
Scott would physically, you could see it.
Yeah.
Anger took over his entire body.
It just got to the point where it's like, oh my God, it just haunted me. And I don't know why.
And I loved it.
And it sticks in your ear, and it's like an ear bug.
I loved it so much that every time we would play it, I would turn it up. Like it was a battle in the in the studio where
he
would get. I think you got more annoyed because of how much I loved it.
I think you loved it because I got annoyed by it.
Yeah, that partially is true.
Yeah, I think so.
But anyhow, no Creed for you today.
No Creed today, I promise.
Because the honesty box says. To tell the truth. What if you walked around telling the truth, like really honestly how you felt all day? You'd lose friends left and right.
I'd lose friends. I'd lose my marriage. I'd lose my job. I'd lose, everything. I'd lose everything. I think we all feel that way, right?
No, there's some people out there that tell the truth. My mother is one of those people. She just says what's on her mind. She doesn't care if it bothers you or not. And I think it was the minute she turned... What was the age? 70? Was it 70? Mm-hmm. I think 70 was that magic number.
Really?
Where the filter, gone.
The idgaff prevailed.
Now she feels like she's doing you a favor by being 100% truthful.
Really?
Because, she said, why do you want me to lie to you? Do you want the truth or not?
Was she totally opposite that her whole life? Like you never got the truth out of, not the truth, but she always sugarcoated everything and never really told you what it was.
Growing up, and if anybody has grown up in this kind of scenario, 818-2899, but growing up, yes, 100% honesty. Like she would say it like it is. But to other people, like if you came over, she would like sugarcoat it with you.
Oh, okay.
Now today, if you came over, no filter with you either.
She'd just be like...
I just met you. Okay, here's the truth.
What's up with that goatee you have? It looks like a rat's nest.
I can't wait. I can't wait till I hit 70 if that's the permission age. Anyhow, happy National Truth Day. And no Creed for you today.
And you can pop on Honesty Box a little after 8 on Friday mornings here on 98.9 The Buzz. Cool.
Okay, coming up in about 10 minutes. Listen, this is where we want you to feel welcomed. So if you yourself have family members that have abandoned you and you realize they don't really like you or like hanging out with you, this is your place to be.
Every family has one.
Well, I apparently am that one that one wants to hang out with.
We'll get out to it.
Something big happened in my sister's life and I found out on freaking Facebook.
Ouch, babe. All right, let's get to that next on the Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Would it be right to say every family has one?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. Something big, exciting is happening in my sister's life. Mm-hmm. And I would have had no idea if I didn't see it on Facebook.
Oh.
She told my entire family except for me.
Oh, 99 Buzz, Fazana Sandy.
If this has happened to you and you're listening right now, 818-2899. Because I feel like this is the space where no matter what, we are very welcoming. We welcome all.
All you black sheep of the family.
Yes. Yeah. Your family abandons you. Come here.
Wow. To find out family news via social media and not them, that's sad. Yes. It's actually kind of sad.
I laugh about it and I'm trying to make a joke about it and I'm bringing it up on the air maybe as a healing. Because it really did hurt. It still hurts, and this happened 2 weeks ago. It still hurts. Wait, I'll tell you the exact date, because let me look at her post.
Oh, Jesus.
June 24th.
Okay, there you go. What happened? Can you say that part?
I'm absolutely going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
So I'm scrolling through Facebook, and this pops up. My older sister posts, "What a thrill to be moving on to the semifinals of Rochester's Funniest Stand-Up Contest. Shout out to my amazing fan club who came out to support me. My other sister is there. My other brother-in-law is there. And I had no idea she was even in the running."
Wait, were you invited to her perform?
No! I had no idea. So we get together 4th of July. I don't say anything about this, right? Uh-huh. I see this on Facebook on June 24th.
Oh my God.
Slightly crushed. Now, that is a Wednesday night, and she knows that I wake up super early on Thursdays at 3 a.m., so I probably would not have been there to support her.
Yeah, you would have gone anyway, so she's like, you out.
But I was expecting that empty invite gesture, like the, I'm going to invite you just to have you feel like you're included, but really, you're not included. Like, I wanted at least that. So I could tell her, no, I can't come. But I would send my family. I'd send my daughter, my husband.
And they didn't know about it either.
They did not know about it either.
Wow.
So I don't say a word. Now, 4th of July, I go, okay, I have to because it's crushing me. And I walk in. The first thing I say to her, what the heck? I have to see on Facebook you're part of the semifinal funniest person whateverness?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it was no big deal. It was a Wednesday. I'm like, oh my God, you did not want me there. How do you not want your family?
Your sister and you are pretty much polar opposites, right?
Oh, complete opposites.
Right,
but I mean, we love each other. We got each other's back, but we're complete opposites. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when it comes to like funny comedy personality and stuff, is that what you're completely opposite? Are you Debbie Downer? Do you give her criticism when she does her spiel?
Listen, when you go to a family party, everybody has their role within that party, right? On the air with you, like, we are all together having fun, laughs. When I go to my family's party, I am the observer. Because there are so many big personalities in my family, my sister included, that I sit back and I just watch the movie play out. Like, I am the middle child of that party. I am like, because my sister says, oh, learn how to laugh at yourself. I'm like, do you not listen to our freaking show? Like,
but outside the show, I think she's talking about.
I don't know. But I'm like, why wasn't I invited? How devastating. What was that thing that you learned about your family and you did not know until you saw it on Facebook?
Like, yeah. You know, it's funny because I have one brother and nobody else, right? And I usually, you know, we talk all the time, so he kind of tells me what's going on. And he surprises me sometime. Hey, I'm going to Ireland. I'm like, oh, okay. Have fun. Like that kind of thing.
No, but I don't know, because he tells you.
Yeah, I never get the what.
Okay, maybe you're not that person. Stop rubbing it in. I don't need you then.
I'm not a middle child.
You need
child.
A fellow black sheeper.
I know, right? Does that happen to you? I mean, I can understand if you're in a family rift and people don't talk to you because they're jerks or you're a jerk or whatever, right?
You know,
but this is different.
Then it hit me. I was like, okay, it's weird because she knows I am her biggest fan. I would absolutely, like, back in the day, her very first stand-up comedy routine, I pulled some strings and gave it to her for her 40th birthday because I knew that was on her bucket list. So she knows I'm a 100% supporter of her, and she reminds me how she's the funny one in the family. Oh, so right, I already know that to be true.
Okay.
But maybe I'm in her freaking routine, and maybe that's why she doesn't want me there.
Oh, that's a good point. That would be hilarious. But then, like, you know, it's not like what she does. Everything would be amplified and exaggerated when she.
Well, that's what we do here.
Yeah.
I got a message from a friend. Oh, your sister's so funny. Her PhD joke is so hysterical. I go, as if he's assuming that I know what that joke is.
You know her routine.
I don't. And he goes, why weren't you there? I'm like, so he was there, I wasn't.
Oh, my God. That's great.
I'm like, oh, no.
And then you put up the wall like, well, you know, I have to work in the morning.
Yes,
and I love
I
my sister.
I lied
and
to
I,
him.
You know, you did all that.
Yeah, I lied to him. I go, yeah, that joke is so funny. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, sorry that you're the black sheep of the family. The middle child stands out in the worst way.
Again, I feel most seen here. If you need to be seen, we see you.
Spezzano and Sandy, weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Woman escorted off a flight at the Rochester airport. Ooh. Was it for a crime that she accidentally committed?
We'll get to that in a second. First, welcome to 99 Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. 7 o'clock hour. Hey, not one American is ordering Belgian waffles this morning.
Ooh, yeah.
Ouch, World Cup loss last night. We out. So, sunshine later today, mostly late by later on, about 80 degrees for the high. Looking good. So this is kind
okay,
of
so,
a weird
yeah,
security
this you've been-
thing.
Yeah, you heard it in the news. Abby Fredman was talking about it in our newscast all morning long. But there was a woman escorted off a flight at the Rochester airport. Now, I don't know if anyone else saw this story and thought the same thing I did. I think this poor woman, this is an accidental oops-a-daisy, oh my gosh, I was just flustered moment. And she didn't mean to commit the crime that she committed. But she is facing criminal trespassing charges. So she's 25 years old. Mm-hmm. Investigators, after watching the surveillance video, said that she did go through TSA screening. This is right here in the Rochester airport.
Mm-hmm.
But she exited the secure area, through a designated exit rather than going to her assigned departure gate.
Okay.
Right there, I'm trying to visualize. What is happening? Where's the where's the exit? So you go through TSA, and then
you gotta be able to turn around.
You either
and walk
go
back
left
out.
Or right for
right.
A or B.
Right.
So in that area, is there? I mean, there's the door that gets you back to the entrance area of the airport. Is that the door that she went through?
Maybe.
Is there another door?
Did she forget something in her car?
Well, from there, so she leaves through that door.
Right.
And then she tried to come back through that door.
Okay.
And deputies were there, and they're like, no, you can't come in through here. She goes, yeah, but I already did the screening. And they're like, no, you got to get rescreened. You got to go through the TSA screening again.
Okay.
Well, she didn't. She ended up, deputies say that she, even though she was told the procedure, she waited for the exit doors to open, and then she re-entered the secure area through the exit, violating airport security protocols.
Yeah.
So then she gets on her flight, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden security was alerted of this. They go on the flight and escort her off.
And
then everybody on that flight has to get rescreened.
Yeah, they yanked everybody off and put them back. Oh, my God. I'd be so mad.
Yeah, but I think that this was one of those crimes she accidentally committed. God honest truth.
I'm having a hard
you know what?
Time
I did that.
That. I'm what?
I did that, what she did.
No, you did not.
If it's the exit, I'm thinking yes, because I had a really expensive hairspray bottle that I just bought and went through screening. The TSA screener lady was like, oh, you can't bring this. I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, shoot, I totally forgot it. It's not the right ounce or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She goes, it looks expensive, though. I go, yeah, it's brand new. She goes, well, you can go put it back in your car if you want. You got time, if you got time. So she walked me through that exit door.
Right.
And then when I, after I put it in my car, I was ready to walk through that door again because I already got screened.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, no, you got to. Actually, what happened? No, the line was short, so the security walked me through the line. But helped me cut through the line.
Oh, my God.
So, see, I this poor woman is probably, like, racing to her flight.
I'd love to hear her side of the story. I mean, if it was some kind of dumb mistake, why would they charge her, you know? If she didn't come back with it, you know. But if she didn't come back, well, yeah. If she evaded law enforcement.
Yeah, I guess. Is there a crime you can see? What is the crime you see yourself accidentally committing? Because I think there are a bunch of these little crimes that were like, oh, God, I could totally see myself doing that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do that. I'm too scared at the airport, right? I feel guilty every time I walk through security. Like, I'm not doing anything, but I just feel like,
yeah,
you know, I don't want to screw anything up, let alone inconvenience other passengers.
I could see myself going through the wrong way on a road. Yeah, because
really?
I'm so directionally challenged. I get confused really easy.
Really?
So I could see myself, like, going the wrong way.
Oh, God.
Just breaking traffic codes that I didn't even realize. Construction? Oh, that's it. Construction, you lost me. I'm doing something illegal accidentally.
I have this, like, fear of getting pulled over. And even though, like, I'm going 45, like, you know that chicane over by Monroe Avenue on the expressway down by, like, Whole Foods where they're redoing that bridge there? It says 45. And I saw a news story about how they had cops lined up just pulling everybody over that's going 55, 60 through there. So I always go 45. And every time I go through, I feel like I need to speed because everybody else is speeding and they're, like, caught behind me because it's, like, do not shift lanes, that kind of thing.
You know what I noticed about you?
Huh.
You are such a goody-goody. I'm asking for a crime that you would accidentally commit,
yeah,
and you come back with a story of how you are the only one who doesn't speed.
Yeah, through that area, because I don't want to get pulled over.
Okay,
I mean,
well, then maybe you can't play along, but I got messages coming in. let's see, mine would be accidentally stealing something. I'd walk out of a store with something under my arm that I forgot to pay for and not realize it until I got home.
Oh, God. Okay, I've done that.
Sometimes, you know, you're so frantic. You're carrying so many things. I could totally see myself when I would have to carry the car seat, the car carrier thing with my little mooch.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I would put, like, you know, if I didn't grab a cart,
mm-hmm,
I'd put things in her carrier and then forget I put them in there. Oh,
I've
I can totally
that.
See myself doing
I've
that
actually
too.
Done that and I didn't do anything about it. I stole by accident. I picked up pork chops and they stuck together like they were like wet and the pork chop package is up. And so I scanned it and I got home and I peeled it apart and there was two of them.
There's the goody goody.
I did it. A national tell the truth day. Honesty box style. And by the way, I'm not playing any Creed today thanks to that.
Oh, yeah, listeners said that's the one thing they don't like about the show is Creed. So there you go. We listen to your feedback. No Creed this morning.
When everyday drama goes on trial, the verdict is up to you. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
If something of value gets lost in the mail, would you be a jerk or justified to ask them to resend it? Now, here's the story, and this is actually playing out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday when I was on the phone with this guy, he made the offer to resend it, and I honestly didn't know how to respond.
Mm.
So I was like, wait a few days, because I wanted to bring it up on the air today and have you tell me the moral compass. So legitimately, whatever the verdict is what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So I had a little issue with my car insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Where we went to go buy a new vehicle for my husband. Now, he is just something about 4Runners. I guess he's in the 4Runner cult. So he's always had a 4Runner, and he will always have a 4Runner till he dies.
Okay.
So here we are. He finds the perfect vehicle, pre-owned 4Runner in Pennsylvania.
You guys had to drive, like, all the way to get there.
It's just stupid. Not something I would do, but for love, you do the silliest things to make your spouse happy. Anyhow, we're driving to Pennsylvania. We get there. Everything is great. We're filling out the paperwork. The car dealer dude is like, your insurance is saying that you have to have your agent give us the temporary plates or whatever they were saying, mm-hmm. the insurance, whatever. And I go, what? It's a weekend. It was a Saturday. I'm like, they're closed. Mm-hmm. So I call my insurance company because mm-hmm. I go through an insurance agency that kind of price matches all the companies and gives me the best price.
Okay.
So I call directly to my insurance company. And again, I put in my insurance number and it goes, sorry, you have to have your agent reach out to us if you want to take the next step.
The middleman.
I'm like, what the heck?
Right?
How is that possible? So I call my insurance agency, and of mm-hmm. course they're closed.
Yeah.
So the dealership's like, sorry, we can't do anything for you. We see this happening from New York people all the time. And I go, oh my God, what the hell? So here we are driving all the way back to Rochester without a new vehicle.
That's the worst. Then you had to drive back down.
And then that next month, then I had to call the insurance company. And of course, I'm vocalizing how this is not right. And I am so perturbed and annoyed.
Yeah.
Go all the way back, get the vehicle. Okay. So then the owner of the company is now communicating with me, like, we're not sure why that happened. That shouldn't be the case. You know, and I'm like, well, I would hope that you would do something to make good because mm-hmm. I had to take a day off.
You had to drive 400 miles.
A lot of gas money. Yeah. Like, it was a highly inconvenient. And he goes, okay, yes, you're right. I will see what I can do for you. Okay. So then I'm on the phone with him yesterday, and he goes, did you happen to get the mail or anything come in the mail from us? And I go, no. What are you talking about? And he goes, oh, that is so weird. I sent you an I apologize card mm-hmm. and a $150 gift card.
Oh, wow.
For your inconvenience.
And
I go, oh, no, I didn't get anything. And he goes, that was 2.5 weeks ago.
No.
And then he's like, God, what is going on? Now, I have had my RG&E bill. Like, I haven't, like, they threatened to cut off my whatever because I didn't pay the bill. And I'm like, I never got a bill. And they're like, oh, yeah, a lot of people are saying that. You know, we are all having issues with the mail sometimes. Mm-hmm. So he goes, oh, no, I wonder if this somehow fell through, like, some, I don't know. Mail crime or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He goes, well, I can resend it to you if you want.
Ooh, take another $150 out of his pocket.
Yeah, this is a small company. This isn't like some big, massive Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever, massive agency.
Just a local agency, yeah.
This is a very local agency, probably 5 employees in this dude. So I was like,
so, jerk or justified to say, yeah, send it to me. Send it again.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'll wait a couple more days, and then we'll see. But he goes, well, if you want. But you could tell he didn't even want to, because he already spent the $150.
I know.
Isn't that my fault?
Yeah.
I did my part. It got lost in the mail. Some punk has it. I don't know.
I mean, it's not like somebody got it in your family and never told you.
No, it somehow got lost in the mail.
Oh, my God.
So what would you do? Something of value gets lost in the mail. Would you ask them to resend another one?
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Are we on Jerk or Justified? What do you say?
Justified.
Justified. Sandy, ask for that money, honey.
No guilt, huh?
No guilt then?
No, I think that it's justified because they always say that it gets lost in the mail.
Ah.
Oh, you think they're lying? Oh, I didn't even think that.
I think maybe they were jacking you because you jacked them, and now they're making you feel guilty.
I did not jack anybody. I got screwed. I wasn't doing the jacking. I was getting screwed.
You got jacked. You called them, jacked them. Now they jacked you, saying they sent the card, and they needed you to like burn a little bit.
Oh,
and
my
then
God, I never thought they... They just made that up,
which
is believable because, right, you do hear those news stories about people just stealing mail.
Well, that too. Yeah, yeah. Who's this? What's your name?
David.
David, I've got a pair of tickets to go to Bands at Barnard tomorrow night. It's going to be a great night, and I've got tickets to see Awaken, the music of Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And guess what? You got designated front stage viewing area, access to a private bar, direct access to private VIP bathrooms. Barnardfire.org is where you find the whole lineup for every Wednesday night. It's a great concert series out there in Greece. All right, man. Can you hold the line? I'll hook you up.
Okay.
Hey, The Buzz, good morning. We're on Jerker Justified. How do you call it?
I call it Totally Justified.
I really do want to. I want to because I still, like, just because it got lost in the mail, I'm still out a couple hundred dollars for the freaking gas.
Easy.
Exactly. No. They should, you don't just mail $150 without telling somebody. And it's a local agency, you said.
Yeah.
Why didn't they ask you to stop by? We got a little something for you. I'm really sorry. Stop by. It'll be worth it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I got to go waste more gas driving to the agency? No, they got to come to my house.
Sandy, it was local.
They're not in Pennsylvania.
Well, it's local, but it's probably on the east side. I don't even know where they are, actually.
Oh, God. All right.
Oh, for the love of Pete. Sandy, get in the car and go
Trish,
pick up the $150.
Can you go pick it up for me on your way home from work?
Oh, my God. Fired up, Trish. Love you. All right, so you say.
Time you get the gift card, it's only going to have $100 on it.
Yeah, right. All right, Justify. Gotcha, babe. Thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye. Who says for the love of Pete?
Trish does.
Right? That's awesome. I haven't heard that in a long time. More calls, 818-2899. Hold on a second. Mush. And it's Terry from Arlene's. What's up? Hi.
It is. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Uh-oh. Terry's a small business owner.
Yeah.
I am, but it's Justified. But one, give the business owner an opportunity to either try to find it through the mail, because you can, and I have done it.
Oh, you can.
Oh, you have. How do you do that?
Yeah.
So you have to call up either UPS or post office and go through. There's a business line that they work with, and you can find things.
Huh.
It's hard, and it doesn't always work.
Right.
But it can be done.
Cool.
Also, though, if it's a gift card, chances are it can just be canceled and they can resend it.
Ooh. Oh.
I
think it was a gift card for dinner. It wasn't even like a here's some cash gift card.
It was just for
a restaurant. So you're right. They could just call the restaurant and be like, I bought this gift card.
Yeah, I bought this gift card. They could cancel it and reissue it.
Okay, cool. So justified then to ask them to resend.
Absolutely,
love
this.
Yeah, all right.
Love this, how this is turning out for me.
Sandy, I kind of felt like it was a jerk thing to ask them to do it again.
I knew you would.
Yeah, just because I don't want to be that guy. Like, you know, I mean, you guys have both been through the runaround. I know you had to drive to Pennsylvania twice for it, but to call this guy back and jack him for something the New York State has nothing, he has no control over that. You know nothing about it.
Yeah, and I can see that, but definitely you have the right to ask.
Very good here.
It
doesn't matter what Scott thinks or feels because, Terry, you just closed the case.
The verdict is.
Bye.
Justified.
Ooh.
Justified.
Looks like you're on the leaderboard now, 1-1.
Yeah.
Jerk. Justified.
Yeah.
You called it today. I called it yesterday. So we're
keeping track of our wins for the week. So, okay, we're tied right now. You playing along, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we'll see how many people we can offend and get upset with another Jerker Justified. What was caught? Like, hang on, how do I word this? So my neighbor left me a voicemail, and she goes, oh, my God, I had to leave you a voicemail because I'm pulling out of my driveway, and what I caught the workers in front of your house doing.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's
going to
be tomorrow's Jerker Justified.
Yeah. 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Welcome to Tuesday. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. It's time to play. What are we going to call it?
Wait. Don't tell me.
Wait. I got a buzz listener on the phone, Sandy. Here we go. Hi. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How you doing? We're going to play Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're going to give you tickets to Bands at Barnard tomorrow night.
Awesome, thanks.
All right.
Joe, have you called into the show before?
No, I have not.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, here we go.
This is a big moment, Joe.
First time, long time.
Yay. We we celebrate you, Joe? Thank you for being part of the bus fam.
Now you're in.
Thanks for having
me. So I'm going to, now normally Scott nails this. So it's almost like a, can you beat Scotty with guessing the ending of this story? And I don't tell Scott ahead of time. So he has no idea.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
read. I'm going to tell you a little bit of Rochester history.
Oh.
Stop short of the ending and you have to try to guess the ending. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Inside Kodak's sprawling research labs in Rochester, New York, engineers were constantly experimenting with new materials, many designed for extreme conditions, high heat, high speed, even aerospace use. In the early 1940s, one small team led by chemist Dr. Harry Coover began testing a chemical compound that was supposed to withstand intense stress without breaking down. But something went wrong. Every time they handled it, it behaved unpredictably. So at first, researchers are like, listen, we're treating this like a contamination problem. We're setting this aside. Abort mission.
Oh, God.
So for a time, it was shelved and largely forgotten in favor of more promising projects.
Okay.
About 10 years later, during a completely unrelated Kodak experiment involving precision optical equipment, a researcher noticed something strange. How does the story end?
Oh. Wait, don't tell me. Okay, before we try guessing, Joe, what kind of feels you got? Are you from Rochester? You from here?
I am.
You probably have Kodak ties.
Yeah.
So I know Kodak, and I'm just trying to think what it could possibly be. And I don't know if you want me to take it on a funny route or what they actually could have possibly been.
They could have been
the sky's the limit. I'm going to let you think about it for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And everybody, if you're listening right now trying to figure this out, we're going to give you a few minutes.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back for Wait, Don't Tell Me.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So, Joe, put your thinking cap on. I've got some ideas, but it's making me feel like... You know how you're saying,
and
like,
don't Google it, by the way.
No, I'm not going to Google it.
Make you feel what? What are you saying?
It kind of made me feel like it's funny, but it's something we use every day now, and they stumbled upon this kind of idea. Anyway,
all right. Kodak.
All right, we'll get to it in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember back in the day when I was in high school and the concerts you guys used to have, bringing Shaggy to town. All those concerts, they were a blast. Had so much fun.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Back on with this cheesy contest called Wait, Don't Tell Me, which you win anyway.
It's not cheesy. It's not a contest. It's a real story from Rochester, New York. And this one so happens to be from Kodak.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of experiments in research labs. And in the 1940s, one small team led by chemist Dr. Harry Coover was trying to come up with a chemical compound that was supposed to withstand intense stress and breaking down.
Okay.
But something went wrong, and they said, this is it. This is too unpredictable. Let's treat this like a contamination problem. 10 years later, they said, oh, my gosh, they discovered something. How does the story end?
Discovered something. Why? Were we able to use it in a Kodak product? Discovered something?
This is where you have to finish the story.
All right. Well, Joe, first time listener, long time, whatever. You're on the air with us, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
First time caller, long time listener.
Right. Yeah, right. Gotcha. All right. So,
okay.
Now,
what do you say? Take a stab at it.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think if it's a Kodak product, I think they accidentally found the instant development, like the Polaroid.
Oh, yeah.
If it's outside of their realm, I think it might be what they're using to, like, chemically coat stuff nowadays.
Okay.
Because it's the high heat, and they're using it for almost everything.
Okay, yeah, that compound. Okay.
So, yes, my two guesses.
For some reason, Sandy.
Yeah.
The first, you know how I get, like, the intuition thing?
Mm-hmm.
I think they accidentally discovered Silly Putty.
Silly Putty?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you both locking in your answers?
Yes, though I like his better.
For some reason, I don't know why. Maybe it's because when we were kids, we used to stretch it out and put it on newspaper and then pick it up and it would be in the Silly Putty.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
At first, researchers treated it like a contamination problem. For a time, it was shelved and largely forgotten in favor of more promising projects.
Right.
Years later, about 10 years later, during a completely unrelated Kodak experiment involving precision optical equipment, a researcher noticed something strange. Two delicate components had become permanently fused during a routine test.
Okay.
Without heat, bolts, or adhesives. The team traced it back to a trace amount of that old, quote, failed compound. And that's when they realized they weren't dealing with a nuisance at all. They were dealing with something that could lock materials together instantly without warning, without heat, without a way to undo it. They had accidentally, right here in Kodak, created super glue.
Come on! Oh, damn! They actually, that's cool. I had no
idea. That is so, I had no idea. Pretty much my entire family worked at Kodak.
And they didn't even know.
They didn't even know.
That's cool.
That's wild, yeah.
Joe, we were close. We were close.
Awesome.
Not.
I thought I had it with the instant developed Polaroid when she was going there.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Well, listen, I'm going to give you a pair of VIP tickets to see Awaken the Music of Yes at Bands at Barnard tomorrow night, Wednesday the 8th, including a designated front stage viewing area, access to private bar, a direct access to private VIP bathrooms. Wow. Full concert series. Go to barnardfire.org. Congrats, man. Thanks for listening
awesome.
To Buzz.
Thank you guys so
all
much.
All right, thanks for doing it. Thanks a lot. Call anytime, all right?
Yep.
All right, bye. And I guess that, Sandy, that was so cool.
Isn't that wild?
I never knew.
I know.
Now you can tell that to all your friends. Because you heard it on Spazano and Sandy's. Wait, don't tell me. On 98.9 The Buzz.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
All right, coming top of the hour here on 98.9 The Buzz. It's 8:42 with Spazano and Sandy. And it's celebrating National Tell the Truth Day.
Yeah, so one final poll. We did it earlier this morning. You did not hear Creed on our show today because earlier this morning when we pulled from the Honesty Box, our listeners said, can you fix this, please, and not play Creed?
We're not doing it today. Yeah, we're not doing it today. Just for you.
So just for you. You are our show. So anyhow, more poll from the Honesty Box.
Yeah, and we got a guest in the studio who's shadowing this morning. Her name is Nicolette Hart, and she's here. You've been an actress your whole life, right? Originally from Rochester?
Yeah. I have been, and I'm from Penfield.
And she's going to take our job one day this month on a TV show that we've been talking about. You may have heard us talk about the show called Abilene. Mm. It's locally produced. It's being shot all over the area. And her role, remember how I said that they scoped out the radio station as a location to shoot?
Yeah.
She's going to be the DJ in your chair interviewing the star of the
series.
Oh,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to be the Scott Spazano.
I'm
going to
be the Scott Spazano or the Sandy.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it.
So excited. There's a lot of buttons, though. This is overwhelming.
Yeah. She has to be a cross between Delilah and who? Beth Dutton?
That's my dream. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do a little.
By the way.
Oh, my God, Delilah. That's the story. That's a real story about Delilah.
She'll tell you
about how
that.
She used to broadcast from Rochester right here.
Yeah.
She used to be here. And when her kid was really little, I was just an intern at that time. I was just like showing up all the time trying to learn from everybody. And she's like, hey, can you watch my kid? She goes, the little pack and play, this little toddler. She didn't even know me. She didn't even know my name. She would go on the air.
And
meanwhile,
hey,
here I'm this college student from SUNY Brockport watching this toddler who, by the way, was scaling the walls. I kid you not. I'm like, kid. Anyhow,
currently,
true story.
Not only is Nicolette going to be in this production, she has a real job here.
I do. I'm the program director of the musical theater program at Nazareth University.
All right.
Oh, that's so cool.
Anyway, so now we have this honesty box. This is a little treasure chest here.
So we're
going to pull one out and read it.
Tell normally
it
we do this on Fridays, but because we are celebrating National Tell the Truth Day, we're going to pull it out today. So you get to pick from the honesty box.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, all right.
Oh, so many to choose from.
I know. We do have a lot of them. On live audience Thursdays, we have our audience stuff them in.
Okay.
What's this one say?
Scott, do you sleep in a cryogenic chamber to look young?
You got to tell the truth, Scotty. You know what? A lot of people say that about you, that you look so young.
You know,
what do you do?
First of all, okay, if you want to know the cosmetic procedures I have, my wife is in medical aesthetics and she jabs me all the time. I've had a little filler. I have a disc.
Where?
Port,
where
little,
do you
little,
present?
A little disc port right here, huh?
Wait, where? Where do you put it?
Well, filler is for your cheeks. And,
oh,
and
you put it in your cheeks too?
Well, it's that's different than a tox. And a tox is a tightens the muscle in my
so
cheeks.
So what do you do?
Both. When I lost a bunch of weight, I was kind of hollow, and they filled me out a little bit.
No way!
You didn't know that's what filler does?
No, I didn't know you did it. I didn't know you did it on your cheeks. Like, I could tell your forehead, because I've known you. I mean, please, I've known you for, like, over 30 years.
You could bounce a quarter off this, yes.
So, your forehead, I could tell. I had no idea your cheeks, but now that you say that, you're right. When you lost a little weight, your cheeks...
I was
cheeks...
hollow a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's a great commercial for the work that she couldn't tell.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. See, that's it.
What else have you done?
What do you mean? You used to, you know what? You, I mean, sincerely pissed me off that one time that you thought that I colored my hair, that I dyed my hair.
Oh, yeah, you got
to. No.
I believe it still.
No, I've never done that.
How are you not more gray?
Especially working with you.
I know, right? Working with each other. Where do you think my grays come from?
No, I've been noticing it more lately, and I like it. I wanted to be more gray.
Okay, what else have you done? What else have you done? Telling the truth, National Tell the Truth Day, to look young.
I believe, sincerely, we laugh every day for the last 28 years, and I think that keeps you young.
No, come on. There's something you're not telling. Don't try.
Oh, but the hair transplant that I got?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. The radio station gave me free the plugs thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, then your wife set you up with someone else to do some kind of weird, bizarre laser treatment or something?
No, we only did it once. No big deal. That didn't
do anything. Okay, but you tried.
My wife is 17 years younger than me, and I have a 6-year-old.
Nice.
Yes.
My parents were 18 years apart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See how it works, too?
Yeah.
How did that relationship end? Your parents still together? Are we good here?
Sadly, they have both passed on.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but they are the most in love couple.
Mm-hmm.
They were the most in love couple ever.
I get it.
Oh, I love it.
And I think that staying young is an attitude.
Yes.
And you look young when you're feeling, you know, youthful. And
that's what they say.
It preserves you.
They actually say if you trick yourself, like if you act like Scott Spisano, your body just believes, really, truly, they did this study where they put all these old people in a camp and they're like, pretend it's 10 years ago. You're going to act and talk and dress like it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And their hearing came back. Their eyesight got better.
Wow.
I was like, the power of the mind. So everybody, the power of the mind today is to act like
Peter Pan.
You're Scott Spisano.
Be forever young.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
I'll be 65 in December.
Good
know,
for you.
It's crazy.
Hey, I have a granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Look at you.
Yeah.
You have a granddaughter?
I do. She's 1 year old.
All right. Well, I guess we got to make room for the commercial-free 98s coming up. Nicolette, thanks for coming in. Maybe you come in on Live Audience Thursday so you and Sandy can
meet. I would love to. It's great.
All right, yeah. And we're taping here at the radio station, I think, at the end of July for the TV show Abilene, which you can go to Tusu's Casting on Facebook. And there are still some unpaid and paid roles that they're looking for people to show up and be crowd scenes and stuff like that. So go check that out.
Ooh, very cool.
Very good.
All right. Well, if you missed anything from the show today, I'm trying to think. What was the highlight of today for you?
You masking for more money from the guy who's trying to say I'm sorry?
Okay, fine. If that's what you want to hear, you missed it, go to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. We appreciate you listening every morning. It truly means the world to us.
Yeah.
But right now, it is time to say we out.
We out like my dignity this morning after admitting all that.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. Mm-hmm. You're the best.